I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Yes, I can say good morning. Welcome. It's Joe Beamer in for David Bellavia. We have a packed show for you today. In the next hour, Cheektowaga Supervisor Brian Nowak will be on. He'll be in studio. He will not be in the helicopter like Brian Culpa. He will be here in studio discussing the tax hike and taking your phone calls at 803-0930, star 930. And just credit to the supervisor. He asked. He asked if he could come on and take calls. We didn't have to beg him. And again, the supervisor and I, we don't see eye to eye politically, but he wants to talk to his constituents. He is a mature adult who will talk to the other side, unlike some other Erie County Democrats. So I am happy to have the supervisor in studio right after the 10 o'clock news. I am also very happy to have in studio for this first hour, Rush Hour, Trevor Rush Hour Hauer
is here.
What's
up? What's up?
He is here, and he'll also be taking calls. I mean, if you have a question for Trevor, I mean, he's here.
Why not? I'm right here. I'm in the flesh, sitting right across from the legendary Joe Beamer.
Oh, Trevor, come on now. Now, let me ask you, because we hear you on the traffic updates, but Trevor, what was your road to WBEN?
My road to WBEN all started at the University of Fredonia. SUNY Fredonia was the sports director at their radio station for 3 years. And I was doing live sports talk shows every Tuesday night. And I was also at the TV station doing sports talk shows, too. I really loved it. You know, I wanted to do something on the radio.
Did you have Lou at Fredonia, Professor Lou?
I did not, personally, no.
Okay.
But I had plenty of great professors in the communications department. And I originally went to Fredonia to be a teacher.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? I want to do something on the radio.
Yeah.
Like something in some sort of capacity. Ended up adding a second major to that. And this has been my journey ever since, pretty
Beautiful.
Much. I
Beautiful.
Love it.
Now, you were at Fredonia. You were the sports director at the radio station. And that's a real radio station at Fredonia?
Real radio station,
okay,
yep.
we had an online station at Madai.
88.9 on the dial.
Look at that.
In Fredonia and Dunkirk, yeah.
I was a sports director at the online-only station at Madai. They would not allow me on the TV station because I have a face that's made for radio. But it's funny how that those on-campus radio stations really make you fall in love with radio. And I was fortunate enough to start working here my sophomore year of college. I mean,
I love that.
I'm ancient. I've been here forever. I've been
nice.
Here. This is my 16th year. So now you're doing traffic, mornings, afternoons. I got to ask you this. Trevor is more than traffic, so I don't want to say, but I do want to ask you this, because you do traffic all day. I mean, you're there in the morning, you come back at night. What is something you have learned about traffic in Western New York that you didn't know before doing traffic?
Well, I will say this. Actually, going into the job, doing traffic, I will be honest with you, I really didn't know any of the numbers at all. Like, I was always like, you know, I've heard of the 290, you know, the 190 and stuff like that. I've heard of those, but I can't really place those on the map. I have learned through the mornings and afternoons where my eyes glance in the afternoons and the mornings. It's automatic. If it's the afternoon, I'm looking right over by Walden Galleria Mall. That is the standard issued spot. In the morning, it's usually the 190 or it's usually the 290 over by the infamous Blue Water Tower that I mentioned nonstop on this radio station. My eyes just kind of gravitate towards, I feel like I'm like on like autopilot mode when I'm doing these sorts of things. And I mean, that's just sort of, you know, where my eyes sort of glance to. And I've learned that I'm just doing play-by-play.
Yep.
Like I would at the University of Fredonia if I'm calling a hockey game or if I'm calling a soccer game. I'm just giving you the play-by-play of what I see over the air. So I love it.
And it's, I mean, have you picked up on how many people depend on that to get to work?
Yes.
Because, so my mom works a part-time job at the mall, at the Galleria, and she will listen to your updates to see, do I take the 90 to work today, or do I just shoot down Harlem to Walden and avoid whatever mess is going on in the 90? I mean, you've probably picked up that how many people are really just listening. I mean, no, they're listening to us, but they're listening for you to see, okay, do I take this route or do I take this route?
Yes. And even, you know, Josh Schmidt over at our other station was even texting me right before the Thursday night Bills game. Should I take the 219 or is that a bad route to go? I'm like, you know, it looks good right now. It's better than taking the 90. So I love being everybody's traffic guy too. Even when I'm not even on the clock too. Like I'm still giving out traffic advice to all my friends that are going either the Bills game, Sabres games, just going downtown, doing stuff like that.
I have depended on, since I lived in Amherst and now in Clarence Center, my favorite way to go is to shoot down Union to Southwestern. I mean, it's just,
yep.
It's never overly, it's never bumper to bumper until you get to Southwestern.
Yep.
Now, nothing was as easy as when I lived on Southwestern. That was the best, but
I mean, you could walk to the stadium, I guess, from Southwestern. It'd be a bit of a hike, but
I should have. I never did, but yeah, I lived behind the tops on Southwestern. That was great because
nice.
You get the stadium's right there. Now, speaking of the stadium, yesterday, I said this. Now, I said this on Thursday. If the Bills don't blow the Saints out of the water, people are going to be complaining. People will talk as if the Bills lost.
Yeah.
Now, Spencer Rattler, we know him from South Carolina and Oklahoma, the quarterback for the Saints. You know, he looked okay. He managed the game. But I never, and I'm 100% honest here, not once in that game did I think the Bills were going to lose.
No, I didn't think so either. It got a little hairy down the stretch. But, you know, maybe we can think, you know, as Bills people, we can think that, hey, Brandon Cooks can't catch a football on third down and goal or whatever that was. I think it was called an incomplete pass or something like that. The third down defense, that's a glaring issue, I think, for the Bills. But they, despite everything that went wrong in that game, you still won by double-digit points.
Yes.
You still got a home victory. You're 4-0 for the first time since 2020. That's huge.
You didn't let them make a New Orleans special in the red zone?
No.
What was that?
Chris Olave throwing a pass at the goal line. Like, what are we doing? I thought Russell Wilson throwing the ball in the Super Bowl at the goal line was dumb. What was that?
Well, for most quarterbacks, most, not all, most quarterbacks are not going to give the effort a wide receiver would give.
Yeah.
So unless they're wide open, they're not going to go, you know, fight with the corner or the safety for the ball. And I've always thought that's just such a... Because you're expecting the quarterback to be wide open, or that play does not work. A wide receiver puts such a different effort into catching a ball to, at the very least, doesn't get intercepted.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that play, it worked to Nick Foles. It's not going to work to everybody.
I thought it was kind of funny that they ran the Philly special. That was something that Frank Reich drew up in the Super Bowl. Frank Reich, Bills alumni, and you're going to try that against the Buffalo Bills? Who saw that working?
Yeah, no.
Maybe the one Saints fan in the corner of the end zone thought that was going to work for a second.
I saw him on TV, yeah.
But they're in a rebuilding phase. It looks like Buffalo's still picking up where they left off last year. Like I said before, 4-0 for the first time since 2020, where they went to the AFC title game.
And by the way, when you have a schedule like this, no NFL game's easy, right? Every week is, we're talking about a Bills team that gave Urban Meyer his only win in the NFL.
Any given Sunday.
Okay, so, however, when you have a schedule like this, the Bills are matched up against the NFC South this year, which means three of the four are going to be easy games, right? The AFC East is not great, even though, I mean, the Patriots have an offense. We learned that yesterday.
Yep.
These games, there's going to be a letdown game. And I don't mean a letdown lose game. It's a letdown game where they're not 100%. They're not going to blow everyone out of the water.
Yeah.
You got to show up and play the game.
You're favorited in all 17 games, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
What are the odds you win all 17
exactly.
games?
Exactly.
I don't see it happen. There's always that one game where you're like, what happened there?
And you know what? Now, people are going to get mad at me for saying this. So don't record. Can we cut this out of the podcast before I say it? They might lose to the Chiefs. And you know what? Why not? let's lose to the Chiefs in the regular season, beat them in the postseason.
Yeah. And
Again, that won't be my attitude the week of, but looking at it now, it's like, that regular season game, yes, it means something, but we get hyped up and then lose them in the postseason.
Well, it's like, what's the narrative? The Bills can beat this team all the time in the regular season, but when it comes to the postseason, it's...
Yeah.
What happened there? No pass rush. I think in order to have that playoff conversation with the Bills, you got to address that pass rush.
Yes, for sure.
The third down defense, I mean, Spencer Rattler, who never won a Red River game in college, couldn't beat the Longhorns once, is running wild on third down and seven, third down and six.
I don't think he beat Clemson either when he was in
South
Carolina.
I don't think he did.
No.
And he's right out in open space, just making defenders miss and getting 15 yards a clip every time he ran past the line of scrimmage. It's tough to look at that and think, you know, this defense, or at least this defensive line, is good enough to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Big changes got to be made along the defensive front there.
Offense might win games. Defense wins championships. That's what I was always told.
Defense wins championships. The great Ray Lewis once said that.
Now, we got to be sure that we don't divulge too much into sports. So one final thing, and then we got some other topics to talk about. Both our baseball teams eliminated from postseason contention.
Good Lord.
And, yeah, it's congratulations to the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
You know, the Bisons affiliate. They won the AL East. Both our teams are sitting at home. And, yeah, this one's going to hurt for a while.
Yeah, for the first time since I was a sophomore in high school, my beloved, most hated Houston Astros...
Well, for a reason.
...are sitting on the, sitting on the couch. That's unfamiliar territory, seeing the thank you fans post on Twitter in September. That's foreign to me. I have not seen that.
I know it'll do
quite
well.
A long time.
Yeah. So that's the heartbreak we suffered this weekend. But our Bills won, and my college team that I can't mention on the air, they won. So.
I'm also happy for the Cleveland Guardians too.
Yeah,
making a historic comeback, coming back down 15
Very
and a half
historic.
Games in the division. They win it. Good for them.
All right. Now, Trevor, this is something that I heard someone ask, and I'd love to know your perspective. I heard someone ask me, all right, first time in Buffalo, never been here before. What are three things I must do?
Three things in Buffalo.
Now, someone says that someone contacts you, says I've never been to Buffalo. When I get off the plane, I have 2 days. Let's say I have 3 days. Three things I have to do when I'm in the city of Buffalo.
I'm going to say the first one: go to a suburb of Buffalo. Go to East Aurora. Walk around the town.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful,
it's like
beautiful
a Hallmark
town.
Movie.
It is like a Hallmark movie. Whether you're walking there in the summer or the winter, East Aurora is a beautiful, beautiful town. They have a lot of great spots to eat, a lot of great wing spots down there, great ice cream spots down there too. You can walk there for hours, lose track of time.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden it's dark out. East Aurora is one of my favorite spots to go to. I'll also be basic kind of and throw in Canalside. Canalside is a great part that hasn't been here for too long. I started going.
That's a summertime thing, though.
That is a summertime.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go ice skating.
Right.
You can always go skating there. Or when it's summer and that ice melts, you could always do the little bumper boat things that they got going
that
on there, too.
That is fun. Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
So that's two. Third one.
I should say three without naming the falls.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got to think of that third one.
So, I would say... The Orchard Park. You got to go see the Bill Stadium.
Oh, sure.
Right? I mean, unless you're just you don't know sports at all. See the Bill Stadium. I think right now, if you're visiting Buffalo right now for the first time, to see the perspective of the old stadium next to the new stadium. I mean, we get to see it because we live here. But if you're from out of town, I think that'd be such a cool thing to see. The pilot yesterday was a Bills fan.
Yep.
Flying back from Charlotte. And, was flying back from Raleigh, but my connection was in Charlotte. And he flew over the stadium and goes, if you look now, the Bills start in about 40 minutes. He was playing the shout song over the sound. That was pretty cool. But I think it's a cool perspective to be able to see the two stadiums. Like, this is what Buffalo's used to. And this is what they're moving into this thing that you never thought you'd see standing in Buffalo. I would also say, now Jim Fink gave me a Buffalo magazine for this topic. This thing here. Again, it depends on the season. I would say if it's summer, I'd love to see downtown Buffalo come back. Like, I want to see a hustling, bustling downtown Buffalo. We have to find a way to get 25,000 people back in there daily to keep business going. But I would like to see a busy downtown Buffalo, and I would still bring people downtown, right? Here's the arena where the Sabres play. Here's part of the hole left by the Odd that was torn down when I was in college.
Sure.
Definitely the water. I mean, look at the waterfront. Canal Side's great, but this could be so much more, and it just shows 30, 40 years of failed leadership and awful mistakes. Because I think you have to point that out. Like, why is Buffalo in the shape that it's in?
Sure.
Look at this waterfront. There's no other city with competent leadership that would not have this more developed at this point.
Right.
And then I agree with you about East Aurora. I mean,
it's gorgeous.
Like I said, it looks like a Hallmark movie. There is so much to do. I would also say walking down Main Street in Williamsville is beautiful, right? There's a lot of bars there. There's some shopping left. I would say that, I mean, there's stuff to do that's not the big billboard things.
There are little hole-in-the-wall places where you can see like summer concerts.
I mean, I told you this in the newsroom. I think the Buffalo Zoo is wildly underrated.
Sure.
Definitely, like, if you know, we have season passes. My in-laws get it for Christmas every year for us. I love going there. Like, they don't have the elephants, and they still have the plaque for the elephants. That's a different story.
You can always go down and see the sea lions swimming around, though.
Exactly.
That's always fun, especially for the kids, too.
Especially since there's no marine land. So you get that. There's everything you could see there. Unfortunately, there's snakes. We don't like to go in that part of the... but no, I think that's a great thing to show off as well, right there in the city of Buffalo. And then you can, you know, say you go to the zoo in the morning, you got lunch on Hurdle, right? Yep. I mean, it's a nice 1-2 punch to see some of the other things. Again, you know, you talk to someone who's never been to Buffalo, what are the three things they think of? The Bills, Niagara Falls, Toronto.
Right.
So show someone...
In Toronto.
Yeah. Again, I think maybe don't show... I mean, I think definitely you have to take... This year, you have to make them see the side-by-side of the stadium. I think that's such a cool perspective to see.
Why don't you take them into Harbor Center? That might be a decent spot.
Yeah,
they got the hotel right there. They got a bunch of different rinks there.
Stayed there for my brother-in-law's wedding at that Marriott.
It's great.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been there for too long, has it? It's been there for a decade, I want to say?
Yeah. So when I think of when I was in college, that was a parking lot.
Yeah.
And the fact now that it's the Harbor Center and, you know, I mean, the Sabres don't come out to Amherst to practice anymore. They practice there. Canisius plays there.
Yep.
Canisius used to play at Buff State.
Right.
You know, so, no, there's definitely things to show them. Unfortunately, I wish there was more. I mean, everything that you show... For me, everything you show someone in Buffalo has a caveat.
Yeah.
Like, this could be this, right? Or you take them to the casino downtown. This could be a hotel, but the city of Buffalo kept pushing back until it was just what it is now. Again, a beautiful casino, but this could have been very similar to what's in Niagara Falls.
Definitely.
Right? You drive someone down the 990. This should have stopped in Lockport.
Yes.
The state ran out of money. There's a lot of...
Unfinished business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's not a lack of things to show them. Obviously, take them for a chicken wing. Now, I'm biased. I would say take them to Duff's. But anywhere in Buffalo is going to serve you a good chicken wing. Any local place in Buffalo is going to serve you a decent chicken wing. Yes, I think Duff's are superior. But there's Bar Bill's great.
Yes, that's my personal favorite.
Snyder Bar and Grill, if you've ever been.
9/11 Tavern.
Yeah, great wings. I mean, really. Again, if you're in Buffalo, if you go to a local place, even...
Porter's Place, military, 50-cent wings.
Yes.
It's great.
Better than any wing you'll get outside of Buffalo.
Great place to watch a Sabre game, too.
Yeah, of course, of course. And I think someone's in town when the Bills are playing or the Sabres are playing, you do that as well. Like, you take them to a Sabres game, you take them to a Bills game, take them to a Bisons game.
Take them to a Bandits game.
Yeah, exactly. Right, you want to see the arena full, you take them to a Bandits game.
Right. I love that. I love that idea. You know, you want to see a winning culture...
Yeah.
You know, take him to a Bandits game. You know what I'm saying?
There's a banner being raised the first game of the season.
Every single year, it seems like.
Yeah, exactly.
So we love that. And even just walking down Pearl Street. Pearl Street's a great. A lot of great places to eat there. You're within walking distance of the ballpark.
That's right, yeah. I mean, Chippewa, there's still places on Chippewa. It's not what it once was, which might make it better for taking someone there, right? but there's things to do. Unfortunately, though, I think there's so much more potential in the city of Buffalo. And again, I don't want to get into mayoral race talk this segment, Trevor, but I do think that you look at Buffalo, you look at the waterfront, compared to when I was a kid, it's amazing.
Right.
But what it could be.
What is the staple of Buffalo other than the Bills? Like, if you're going to take someone to Buffalo for the first time, what is the Statue of Liberty of Buffalo?
Okay. You take someone to Buffalo the first time, It can't be wings, the Falls, or the Bills.
See, that is tough.
Take those three things out. Now, someone said Ellicottville. I think
Ellicottville is beautiful.
Summer and winter. Yep. There's tons to do in Ellicottville.
You can do the adventure park
in
the summer.
But that's not Buffalo.
Golf. Yeah, that's true.
But that's not Buffalo.
Yep.
I love Ellicottville. You know, I love to do a weekend in Ellicottville every year. That's not Buffalo.
Me being a snowboarder, I love Ellicottville too, but I agree. It's an hour south.
If someone visits Buffalo, do you say, hey, to enjoy Buffalo, we got to travel some more?
Yeah, that's like saying, oh, you want to enjoy Buffalo? Let's go up to Toronto. Bring your passport. What are we doing here?
803-0930, star 930. If you'd like to join the conversation with me and Trevor, we'll take your calls. Three things someone who's never been to Buffalo has to do. Now, we put the caveat, it can't be the Falls, Wings, or the Bills. I'm not giving you that caveat. 803-0930, star 930. Or is the best part of Buffalo something outside of Buffalo? We'll take your calls after this. It is Joe Beamer filling in for David Bellavia. Trevor Howard in studio taking your calls after the news.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for David Bellavia. Don't worry, everything will be perfect tomorrow. I'll be back at 1. David will be here at 9. Bowerly's here all week. So you get Tom. I do want to say thank you to Chris Kroc, who filled in for me Friday as I was out of town. We're back to a normal schedule tomorrow. Trevor Howard, he's here, and he's working his regular schedule as well. He's giving us an extra hour of his time today.
Yes.
Trevor, so during the break, we had a few things come up on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And now, someone not a fan of the zoo, I think the zoo's great. Like, I think for Buffalo, like, I'm not expecting the Toronto Zoo.
No, dude, but I love the zoo growing up.
For Buffalo, the zoo's great. It's a great place to take my son. I do wish they still had the elephants. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
I mean, they have a plaque that says the elephants, and there's no elephants there. But they do great events throughout the season. And like I said, I mean, it's a fun escape. My son loves it. It occupies his time. And
you can spend a whole day there.
Exactly.
It's great.
Exactly. That's the kind of place you like. Explore More in downtown is great. I mean, if we were talking about this during the break, if someone that is visiting Buffalo and has kids, okay, we can add a few things to the list. Explore More is definitely one of those things. I mean, we're talking about multiple floors of stuff on the waterfront. So again, one of these things where you could come out at lunch and go and enjoy one of the great places downtown. But yeah, everything is based on the person who's here. I just think it's interesting to find, if we don't mention those three things,
yeah,
you know, what would we have? Gary is in Clarence. Gary, thanks for hanging on.
No problem.
What's on your list? If I was a first timer to Buffalo, Gary.
Real easy. The Frank Lloyd Wright houses, number one.
Yep.
They're jewels. Number two, the Albright Knox. Number three, the murals of Buffalo. It's a great day. You go out and eat and drink and hit the Hurdle Alley, the murals downtown. And then if you have sports friends coming in, put them up downtown for the hockey game. You go run up to the Anchor Bar on the shuttle, on the train, take it down free to the game. After the game, the 716 Chippewa, they're downtown. We've had friends come in, and they say this is the best.
That sounds like an awesome Sabres game.
Yeah, I love that.
Stay downtown, go to Anchor Bar. Like you said, use the train. Hey, this is our train.
Gary, I think I'd be going to Pizza Plant. Honestly,
yeah.
Around near the Harbor Center before a Sabres
Pizza
game.
Pizza Plant's great, too.
Pizza Plant is a great...
Yeah, that's great, too. Like I say, if you want to run over to chefs, if you want to...
Oh, yeah.
I've had friends come in from Toronto, friends come in from Montreal for hockey games, stay overnight down there, and they just go, this is fabulous.
It is. And you know what? It doesn't have the problem with Toronto. They got everything. Last time I was up in Toronto for a game, it took me an hour and a half to find my car.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Hey, Gary.
And the prices are great.
Yep.
And like I say, the Frank Lloyd Wright house, they have his architecture around the country, but what we've done here in Buffalo is almost one of a kind with his houses. And for anyone who hasn't toured them, you should. It's fantastic.
For sure. Gary, unlike Maid of the Mist, I have done that, and you're absolutely right. Gary, appreciate the call. Gary and Clarence. Yeah, now when I go to Toronto, I park in St. Catharines and take the train.
See, was different for me when I went to a Blue Jay game. It was light outside when I parked there. When I left the stadium, it was dark. I lost all sense of direction. We were walking everywhere trying to find our car. So
yeah,
that was a problem.
That's when we had the realization. And the last time I went to go see the Amazons up there, we parked in St. Catharines. It's so easy. You go to the train station, and now you're in Toronto. You can just catch one of the trains back.
Well, now I know what to do for next time.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
But no, I mean, there the thing about like a Sabres game, there's stuff to do. You know, the unfortunate part is there's less and less to do because businesses are leaving because you don't have that daily rush of people. I mean, even lunch rush downtown is not what it used to be. When you have 25,000 less people down there, again, I don't know what to do. I'm not for the government telling businesses they have to have people come in the office, but you would think you'd have some kind of incentive program to get people back downtown because I view that as the economic hub. And if we're going to, you know, but to Gary's point, I love something like that. The idea, the hurdle murals, and incorporating our favorite pastime of drinking and, you know, going on hurdle. Hurdle is great. I mean, when I was in college, I lived on Crescent, and we would be on hurdle almost every night. So,
well, we will say, though, that the nightlife doesn't disappoint.
The nightlife in Buffalo
does not.
We
need some of that midday.
Yes.
But, you know, just like your point before, we're obviously going to not really see that when 25,000 people are just removed from the city.
Right. I mean, 25,000 less people going down during the day. The unfortunate part is, even if you have 25,000 more that want to come at night on Fridays and Saturdays, a lot of those businesses that depended on lunch rush are no longer there. Now, that doesn't include your bars at night or whatever, but there are some places that, you know, they serve lunch during the day, and if they're not getting that income, or if people are only coming downtown for a show at Shea's or Sabre games, that leaves a lot of days where you're not bringing that money in.
I will say, though, during some of the winter months, December, January, Riverworks might be a good
place
to go. If you've ever gone curling before, dude, Riverworks is fun. I went curling for the first time a bunch of years ago. I think it was New Year's Eve or something like that. I had a lot of fun at Riverworks. During the summer, they have like roller hockey games there. They have a whole bunch of stuff going on. But yeah, Riverworks, I don't think anyone mentioned that yet.
Riverworks is a great place.
Ironworks is a good place to watch local bands play, get a couple drinks, watch some live music. Helium, right next door.
Helium brings in some great comedians.
Yes.
Yeah, Helium is, I've seen Mark Norman there. I've seen Jim Norton there. I saw Jim Brewer there right after the pandemic. It was, they bring in some of the best comedians. I love stand-up comedy. And yeah, you get some of the best over there at Helium.
Anybody mention Cobblestone?
Cobblestone
Bar?
Oh, yeah. Right next to Helium.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Sort of near Ironworks and stuff like that, too.
Yeah. That whole area next to the arena has kind of been built up. Not as much as it could, again, with the waterfront. But there's more to do there now than when the Sabres were either in the Stanley Cup or in the conference finals.
Yeah.
I will say that. You know, I mean, you compare the arena area now to where it was in 07. I mean, that is a positive. Could there be more? Of course there could be more.
Sure.
And, you know, the Pegulas should get a lot of credit for building Harbor Center, for purchasing where the Labatt House is and making that possible. Another thing that no one's mentioned, someone said Forest Lawn on the text board. And, I mean, there is a lot of history at Forest Lawn. Can you name the president buried at Forest Lawn?
Rick James, right?
He's not president, but Rick James
is president. Okay. William McKinley.
No.
Well, he was Buffalo, right?
William McKinley was killed in Buffalo. This president was from Buffalo.
Oh, I was born at his hospital.
Exactly.
Millard Fillmore,
buried at Forest Lawn. Rick James, buried at Forest Lawn. That's definitely a cool tour. I would also say take someone to the Rock of where McKinley was shot. Now, again, this is when I think they never should have torn down. I know it was a temporary building. But they should have done something to preserve that after a president was assassinated.
Right.
That is a big piece of history. And the house where he died and Roosevelt was inaugurated. Now, again, they let that become a diner before putting it back to where it was, what it looked like in 1901. But that Buffalo history, again, not a bright time in American history when a president's assassinated.
Still history, nonetheless.
It happened here. You have a president being inaugurated somewhere that's not D.C. That's, you know, that's very rare.
Yeah.
And that happened right here in Buffalo. So that kind of history as well. Again, stuff in Buffalo, in the surrounding suburbs. There's a lot of cool things to do. The point is there could be more. There could be more.
Especially around downtown.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
A lot of unfinished business.
And that goes for Niagara Falls too.
Sure.
Like I know people who have come here to visit the falls and they're so disappointed because they look over to the Canadian side and they see all the stuff, but they don't have their passport. Their state doesn't have enhanced license. They're not from a border state. And I'm sorry, Mayor Restaino, I'm just stating the facts.
Right.
I mean, there's more to do across the bridge, and Niagara Falls, USA, I gotta say, is kind of a letdown. You would want to, you know, you would think there'd be more from the American side of the falls.
And what's the first thing people say to you when you say, "Oh, I'm going to Niagara Falls"?
Oh, you're going to the casino?
Have you seen the Canadian side?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the
that
first
too.
Thing that they yeah. ask you. Have you seen that? It's
that
a lot
too.
Better. That's what yeah. a lot of people say. It's kind of hard to disagree with that.
Of course, no, no. I do wish that Planet Hollywood was still on the Canadian side. No, but it's just a fact. Again, I'm not trying to be negative. It is a fact. There's the casino on the American side. There's the Hard Rock. You know, there's the state park is amazing. Don't get me wrong. The state park is amazing.
Yeah.
But if you're making a week out of going to the falls, you know, it's not Myrtle Beach. People aren't going to the park every day and laying out.
The Outer Banks.
Right. There's nothing to do around that. Right. Maid of the Mist. The park, spend a day at the casino.
Wash, rinse, repeat for the next week. Yeah.
There's not, in my opinion, there's not a week's worth of stuff to do in the falls. Now, again, we would hope you spend a day in Buffalo, right? Come help our economy out. But when people are planning, when you're planning a trip to Myrtle Beach, you're probably planning to stay in Myrtle Beach,
right?
And if you want to do a day not on the beach, there's enough to do at Myrtle Beach to not have to go to the beach.
Definitely.
In my opinion, that's the problem with the American side of the falls.
A lot of it for Buffalo is things to do. It's around the downtown area.
Yes.
You can spend a day in the North Towns doing, you know, you can go to Fantasy Island up in my hometown of Grand Island. You can go there. You can go.
I didn't know that had reopened.
It's I think it's Niagara Amusement Park or something like that now. Yeah. Fun Wow. That's right. You could also go east. You can go to Darien Lake for a day.
Yes.
If that's your thing. You could do stuff downtown. I already mentioned Riverworks. You can get a you know, a tour of the arena if you wanted to in the downtown area. You could also spend some time in the South Towns. I already mentioned East Aurora, Orchard Park.
Yep.
There's different stuff to do everywhere, which kind of makes Buffalo unique in itself.
There's stuff to do, and, I mean, we are more than Chicken Wings and the Bills.
And Loganberry.
But Chicken Wing and the Bills do make us proud.
Yes.
Now, have you ever been out of town, out of Buffalo, and been at a place where people order wings?
I don't know.
And you look at them. So, yeah, on Saturday, people next to us ordered wings. And so I have two thoughts going through my head. One, they just settled for some awful wings. Or, am I in the kind of place where someone from Buffalo came and perfected their wing recipe? I wasn't venturous enough to order the wings myself. But that I always goes through my head. When I see out of Buffalo someone order wings, one of two things.
Or, if you're in the South, I think wings are like the ones that are off the bone, like the little boneless wings. They call those wings down there.
They do. These were real wings.
And so, like, if I ordered wings in Texas or somewhere in the South, and they come out with a tray of them, like, where's the bone?
Even if it is a bone-in wing, they bread their bone-in wings.
Yes, they do.
I don't get that at all.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, don't get me wrong. I love a piece of fried chicken.
Yes.
But when I want chicken wings, I don't want it to be breaded. I want a chicken wing.
As the 2024 Wing Night champion at the Buffalo Bandits game, I'm a wing connoisseur.
There you go.
If you screw up a wing, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be mad about it. But when you already mentioned this before, it's so hard to find a bad spot to find wings in Buffalo, no. Which I'm so thankful for that.
And outside of Buffalo, it's difficult to find a good spot. That's why, like, when Duff's opened in Tampa, there's still a waiting list. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
great.
It's busy every night.
Now we just need a bar bill down there. We need a 9/11 tavern down there. Just go all the way up and down the East Coast.
Now, I have to say, I don't know if, does Niagara Falls, Ontario count as outside of Buffalo? Because there is a place called McAngelo's. I'm not sure if it's still there. It's been a decade since I've been there. They have great chicken wings. Now, not compared to the Buffalo scale. It's like a sweet hot.
Okay.
And the blue cheese is a little different too. But it works. Like, they're trying to be something different.
Is it like a sriracha type deal where it's like a little bit sweet,
but it's not
a little spicy?
It's not, though. It's not. I can't explain it. Like, we'll have to go.
That sounds amazing.
Because I can't explain to you exactly what I'm trying to explain.
I would consider it outside of Buffalo because you're passing the international lines, going through customs and stuff like that. But that sounds like a great spot.
It's one of those bars I love because it's got the wings, but it's also one of those places where you can throw the shells on the floor. The peanut shells on the floor? I mean,
yes.
Does it get better than that?
It doesn't.
A game on the TV,
yep.
Peanut shells on the floor, and a kind of chicken wing.
And a couple beers here and there.
Of course.
If you're 21 or older,
and gotta be responsible.
And you're responsible.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And you're following the rules and stuff. Yeah. That's amazing.
I got to ask, so I did not go to the game yesterday. I gave my sister the tickets to the game. Do you, when you're watching the Bills games, at commercial, do you say to yourself, how the hell is this show still on? The commercials?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, how is this show still on?
Or how is this spinoff working?
Right.
Like, I think you all know what show I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
If you're watching the station that airs most of the Bills games,
yes.
I'm like, how the hell is this still on TV?
Well, like, I'll go, wait a minute. Yeah, because I'm not looking for these. And, you know, after the tournament, I don't really watch CBS again until, you know, I watch The Price is Right, but that's here on mute. And then, yesterday, like three of the shows, I go, wait, that was successful enough to be back?
Yeah,
I don't know anyone who watches
writing this show.
The only show that I knew would be back was Matlock, because I, on I think filling in for David a few months ago, said, why would they make a woman Matlock? I'm not going to watch that. You know, that's not Matlock. And a ton of people texted in, no, Joe, you got to try it. It's really good. It's not trying to be Matlock. It's a really good show. I watched a few episodes. Yeah, it's good. It's good. So
sometimes that's all it takes, though.
I wasn't surprised to see Kathy Bates as Matlock came back. But some of those shows, I was like, the promos don't even look good. Like, and you think, the promo's the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to sell you. That show, Ghost? How is that show still on?
Oh.
How is Ghost still on?
What was the Big Bang Theory spinoff?
Oh,
one of three spinoffs.
Yeah, I hated the Big Bang Theory. But the Emily Osment show.
Yes, yeah. that one. The George and Mandy, whatever.
Yeah,
first marriage.
But again, maybe if you like Big Bang Theory, like, I wouldn't get the references. But, like, to me, the promos, like, this is what they're selling.
See, I was a huge Big Bang Theory fan when it was on.
We got to get to John in Lancaster. He has a comment on our Wings Out of Town comment. John, thanks for calling in.
Yes, wings and buffalo stuff. So being out of town, you can get wings that are barbecue, buffalo sauce, garlic parm. They really don't make mistakes with that. There's no such thing as breaded wings. Wings without bones are chicken fingers. I don't know why they're called fingers.
That's right.
Amen,
that's right,
John. Thank you for saying that.
The number one thing, if you get your wings in 5-8 minutes, that means they are pre-cooked, and they re-dip them in grease, and they're horrible.
Yeah, those are the kind that come out in a pool of sauce.
Yes.
Yeah,
or a pool of grease and sauce.
With buffalo, that I tell people, whether they're moving here or just visiting, which checks both boxes, no matter what time of day, how bad the traffic is, you can get to one side or the other of Buffalo within 15 minutes.
Amen. You are speaking, you are preaching to the choir to the traffic guy over here.
There is.
That is absolutely true. How many times I've gotten out of this place at 6:30 when I'm done doing traffic, and I make it in time for a 7 o'clock Sabres game? I am impressed with myself. And, of course, I'm following the rules of the road, doing the speed limit stuff. But it takes me 15 minutes to get down to Templeton Landing where I park, and I walk down past the Naval Park. I'm there right at puck drop or during the anthems. So you are absolutely right about that.
Perfect.
You know, when they direct traffic downtown after Sabres games, I myself, if they wouldn't make me go the way they wanted me to go, I could get out of downtown faster.
Oh, yeah. That's why, for sure.
There's definitely quicker ways, but.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John, appreciate it. Great points. John in Lancaster. Also, we had someone say Vidlers. Someone who's from Buffalo, doesn't live here anymore, but listens to the show.
Yes.
Vidlers. They're also pushing back on our breaded wings. They said we have to try breaded wings from Publix.
Okay. I love wings. I love trying new stuff.
Next time I'm somewhere where there's a Publix, I'll take you up on that. But to John's point, yeah. When did we start calling chicken nuggets boneless wings? Like, when did
that
start?
That's a horrible trend.
Who started that?
I don't know, but wings, they have to be on the bone.
And I'm sorry, they can't be breaded.
No.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw boneless wings on a menu, and I thought, I was like, I gotta try this. I thought it was just like maybe chunk, you know, meat. All right, fine. And I go, wait, these are chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
These are chicken nuggets that you dipped in sauce.
They're, what do you call it? Popcorn chicken.
Yes, popcorn chicken. Yes.
That's what that is. And he is so right when he says, if it takes 5 minutes or less, the wings are garbage.
Well, that's why you have the caveat is any local place in Buffalo.
It's like, I love waiting 20 minutes for wings.
Of course.
That's how I know they're going to be really, really good.
They're putting them in the fryer. They're dumping the butter on it, swishing it around. And if it's barbecue, you know, they're throwing it right in that pit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. I will say, though, barbecue wings, I'd just have spare ribs if I'm going to have barbecue wings. I'm more of a hot wing, medium wing guy.
Oh, see, a good barbecue wing where I can taste the grill, the char, my favorite.
Oh, that's
and
not bad.
You know what? You can't go wrong with a teriyaki wing every now and then.
Teriyaki wing's great, too. General Tso wing, if you ever
never
had that.
Never had that.
That is good. There was a place in Fredonia that's no longer there.
Okay.
So Wing City Grill. Rest in peace. But
was that the one with all the TVs?
All the TVs, yep. And
We tailgated a Madai Fredonia club hockey game there once.
There was one wing where you had to sign a waiver.
Oh.
Say that you couldn't sue the place if you had like
Isn't
vision loss if you touch your eyes or something.
Isn't that all for show, though?
Yeah, but who's going to touch their eyes after eating hot wings?
Yeah. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. He is Trevor Howard. Trevor, we got to do this again real soon.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me on.
And he'll be back on today at 3:30 during Tom Bowerly's show.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. When we come back, Cheat DeWaga Supervisor Brian Nowak. He's taking your calls. 803-0930, star 930. Back after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.